Soaring across the heavens in the sparkling sprint, he fights injustice and tyranny with a merry quip and a flashing blade. He's incredible, and one day he may save every one of us. I'm speaking, of course, of Dash Weasel, elite agent of the Shadow Defense Force, who, with staunch advisor Dr. Wings Peckoff and the lovely Gail Ardent, flies the unfriendly skies of Pongo against the force of Emperor Spang the Irrelevant in Part 4 of Doppelweasel.
So you see, my dear Dash, by my calculations, Pongo City will finally be vulnerable to an attack by Prince Brian and his Treborian assault troops.
Excellent! Spang's finally overreached himself with his Pongo Day Parade. All his troops will be distracted by policing his people, and we'll be able to slip in through his back entrance and penetrate his defense perimeter.
Ha ha! Dash, I've told you before I'm making up rude jokes. You know I play an old city girl and they make me blush.
Give over, Gale. You're not any fun anymore. Remind me again why I brought you the Pongo? Cause I certainly don't need another wet blanket.
Look, Dash. You might be an All-American athlete and 12 times International Twister champion, but I wasn't brought along voluntarily. Peckoff kidnapped us!
Oh yes, I remember now, you sneaky Soviet scientist. You bundled into your little rocket ship and blasted us off to the stars!
Dash, as I have explained on numerous occasions, my family is from Bulgaria, but I am a naturally born American citizen.
And a likely fruity accent. Remind me to give that nice Joe McCarthy a ring if we ever get back to Earth.
Really, Dash? Doesn't matter how we came here. After all the adventures we have shared, fighting against Spang's minions, we have brought hope and freedom to the oppressed, tired, huddled masses.
I have nothing against those huddled masses. I just wish they discovered a wonder of soap.
Too right, Gale. P.U.
Dash! The rocket cruiser's perimeter alarm! Let me check! Aha! It's one of Krantor's secret police ships! And on a direct course for Treborio!
Dash! Oh, Dash! Do you think Krantor's got wind of our plan? I don't think our agent in Pongo City's been compromised, do you?
What? Princess Dora? No, I took extra care to ensure she'd never be in a more compromising position. Or be able to walk very far, either.
Dash! Alexander Stephen Weasel! Did you kiss that filigreed Imperial floozy?
Haha, just a tad. Don't worry, Gale, it was all in perfectly good taste. Probably.
Dash, much as I enjoy watching Gale make you so uncomfortable, need I remind you about Krantor's rocket ship?
Rocket ship? Oh, right, that's the rocket ship. Okay, everyone, hold on to your kidneys. I'm taking her into an attack dive.
Dash! Dash! Look out! Krantor's troops are bringing weapons to bear!
Hey, Calculate, the chances of us surviving this assault are...
Never quote me the odds, Peckoff!
2-1 in our favor, actually.
Alright, Krantor, let's see how you like the sweet ozony taste of an ionic cannon broadside!
The scanners say you've knocked out their main drive and all their weapons. Well done, Dash. I guess we can now go on to treat... Dash? Whatever are you doing?
We need information from Krantor's minions about what they know, and if Princess Dora's been a naughty girl... Well, naughtier than normal girl, and leaked anything.
I'm sure she's leaked plenty in her time.
So, if you'll excuse me... It's Dash Weasel away!
Dash, you impetuous kid! Oh, he's gone. So, Gale, me dear, fancy a game of bubble?
Alert! Alert! Imperial War Rocket Zaflora has suffered critical damage. Pongo City Space Control, please respond.
Keep trying to raise them, Trooper Gamma Epsilon 12. That's Dash's weasel ship out there. We can finally give him and all those rebellious Treborians the sweet taste of Emperor Spang's justice.
Ah! My sensors! My precious sensors!
Hello, Krantor! Sorry, I've no appetite for Spang's type of justice. I prefer my justice wrapped in the bread of freedom, with a side salad of patriotism and a couple of pickles of truth.
You'll find Spang's justice more than satisfying, Dash. And what's more, I'll make sure you get an extra portion.
Wait!
are we still talking metaphorically, or are you inviting me to dinner? Because I'm flat and all, but I really prefer my dinner dates to be soft, perfumed, and a bit giggly. Well, under this obsidian mask, I am quite soft.
Stop it.
And it can't have escaped your notice I'm wearing Obsession for Dictators.
Stop it.
And under the right circumstances, with the right man, I could be quite giggly.
Now, you look here, Krantor. Before we got all this started with this food banter, I came here to find out what you know about the rebellion against Spang, and who might have spilled the bean.
I'll be back on the food again. Alright, look, put the sword down. You can have someone's eye out.
Tell me what you know, Krantor, and I'll let you go. Because that's the kind of weasel I am. Dash Decent, they called me at college.
I don't know nearly enough about your precious rebellion, but I do know that Prince Velveeta of the Dovemen has just captured your exact double and taken him to Coat City.
Another Dash Weasel? How is this possible? If this is one of your sick and twisted experiments, Krantor, you'll live to regret it.
Far from it, Dash. He just peered out of nowhere in a portable toilet, dragging along a duplicate of Pekoff as well. He's utterly clueless, and right now he's in the talons of Prince Velveeta. And you know Velveeta's got no great love for you. How was I to know it was a picture of his mother? I thought it was a rampaging swamp beast. Anyway, Dash, that information's not going to do you any good now, Gamma Epsilon 12!
Honestly, Krantor, on a scale of 1 to stupid, how thick do you think I am? The old keep me talking while your trooper creeps up behind me routine, I've seen it 1,000 times. Yeah. Thanks for all this information and all, but it's time I was away.
So you're letting me live? Well, you're a dash decent weasel after all.
Oh yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Ew!
Not that decent, chummy.
So Krantor said that the Doveman has our duplicates in the city. I assume we're going there next.
Alright, Pekoff. We need to find out if we've got some bonus allies in our fight against Spang, or if this really is just a horrendous trick on Krantor's behalf. Not gonna do him any good. Either way, it's long past time I played Velveeta a visit and tried to shift that loony bird's alliances. Code City, here we come! And so, the valiant Dash, along with the stalwart Pekoff and Gale Arden, set course for the mighty domain of the Dovemen, Coat City. But what of Dr. Weasel and Advic Goose? Isn't this their story? Can the multiverse survive the meeting of Dr. Weasel and his Doppelweasel twin Dash? Or will episode 5 of Doppelweasel just be one long, drawn-out, omniversal explosion? Tune in next time to find out! Dr. Weasel is a Weasel Tally Order Enterprise production. Randolph Weasel is Dash Weasel, Coomting Goose wins Pekoff, Randetta Weasel is Gale Arden, and Billy and Croc as Prime Minister Krantor.